Pipe Network presents it.
Your unfiltered Tagalog wrestling podcast every week is now Pipe Network. Catch the MTG Show podcast every Friday on your favorite podcast platforms. And remember, stay safe and stay wrestle.
With the resources you have, you know.
Okay, so it's now 9:28, and we are officially we're officially starting the podcast of Sad Boy. So and bigla lang to, di ba, nagsisimula tayo sa ano. So siguro diretso natin doon. You guys want to talk about ano, government, di ba? So since medyo nandun na tayo sa track nyo, let's discuss about Utopia muna. Since nandun tayo sa topic na yun, what are your views with regards to Utopia?
Oh man, fuck. Utopia is a fucking dystopia. Pag everything's so ideal, nothing will be ideal anymore. If that makes sense. Parang, yeah. Think of it this way. Kung lahat ng tao mayaman, who's gonna pick up the fucking trash? Sino yung maglilinis na inodoro? Sino yung magpoposo negro? Nobody's gonna do that. Kasi lahat engineer, lahat doctor, lahat lawyers. Ang magagawin na, babato na lang ng libro yung inodoro mo. It won't work. Mawala na skilled worker. So there should be a balance. So I think that's coming from a bit of an economic standpoint, and at the same time nandun yung oppression kasi depende do sa class mo eh. So it just depends on how you're gonna align yourself dun sa goal mo maging, and how you're gonna sell yourself to have a value in the market, and how you're gonna stand out. Kasi I believe in other countries, when you say taga trash collector ka, that's more of actually a well-respected job kasi nobody does that sa other countries na gusto na maging sila all the time. So someone has to do the dirty work and they get paid big bucks for it. Versus dito na parang lahat ng tao ay naman pumulot ng basura. Below minimum wage pa. So you know, Utopia is fucked up if you really think about it. So that's me. It won't exist because it's designed not to.
May kind of the utopia ako na gusto ko ano, to put into context here. Have you all watching WALL-E, the movie?
Oh yeah, you fat guys.
Right? Isn't that something like a utopian world? Because it solves kung ano yung problem sinabi ni the Gifter, right? Na wala na magiging plumber, wala na magiging tayong servant. Kasi everything will be robots. And once that happens, basically, baka, yun yung true utopia.
I don't agree. Kasi, ipasok natin yung idea of dialectic. So, when we say dialectics, yung dialogue. So, sinasabi nila na parang robots doesn't have any, parang essence like humans. Parang ganyan, sabihin natin ganyan. But the idea of you creating a robot is part of your intelligence. That's why it's artificial intelligence. Second, yung exploitation, it's not by labor of man, but it's the labor of the robots. Yun yung tinatawag kong paradox of independence and dependency. Kasi we are striving to be, alam mo yung independent, pero we are dependent on something that makes us survive. So, doon pumapasok yung idea na we don't see it. It's not really utopic. Kasi as long as there is exploitation in any other way, hindi siya,
would
hindi
you,
siya perfect.
Would you classify
society
robots in the similar manner as you classify a man though? Kasi in this case, we are basically, yes, there are slaves right now, which is in this case are robots. Pero in terms of humanity, everyone became, alam mo yun, everyone's living on the utopian world na.
Kasi, ganito lang yan. Sabi ni, may debate about yan sa linguistics and codes, sinasabi nila na, robots can never have the essentialist thinking ng tao. Kasi it's created from the so-called artificial intelligence. But remember, the facets of humans and other animals out there, they have language. They have functionality in operation. So does robots. So are we really we're not, I think it's the philosophy of man right now is not yet ready to accept such thinking. Though may ibang ano, may mga ibang aspect na in philosophy na they're also giving the idea na may feelings. So, kaya nga, di ba, slowly, through animals, nagkakaroon ng animal rights. Kasi before, we're not really looking at it na meron palang way of, ano, parang, to use them properly, parang ganyan. But still a form of objectification. So, still, the functionalism and the operation is at present sa robot. So, slowly, I guess now, we cannot say that they are the same or we perceive them with same functionality and operation and such. But in the few years possible, magkakaroon na rin ng ano yan, ng ethics. Kasi slowly nagkakaroon na ng ano eh, ng thing with the usage of ano eh, the internet
right,
and such.
Right. And I think right. That's what tech ethicists are. Diba? May mga big tech companies now that have tech ethicists and they're the ones who really graduated in ethics or in philosophy and in technology as well. So it's more of like a mesh between connecting the technology to the actual human. But in terms of tech, no, I think that the role of tech actually is to get work done for the human. However, it's only the humans that will come up with the work that the AI or the robot will do. So it's not the other way around. So the role of the human at some point, it's going to come to a point that the role of the human is to find ways that to find more work for the AI. And it's not the AI who will find work for the human. So that will be the only purpose of the person or of the human. That's what it's called, the human aspect, I guess, of the tech. But I think that's kind of far off from a utopia already. But
that's where we're off ngayon eh. I mean, in terms of technology, look at Elon Musk. I mean, sobrang overrated na sample. Pero right now, he's making an army of robots that mimics a human. Yung mga dumb daily tasks na magbubuhat ng ganito, mag-aayos sa bubong, they're actually making a humanoid kind of thing. And the reason for that is they want to copy everything a human could do, automate it, and make it seem like, yo, offset mo yung work mo to a fucking robot. And the tech ethicists in Tesla, in general, they're not really caring in regards to ethics. to may pakailan ba tayo sa ganitong bagay. No. What they're caring for is... malulusutan ba natin kapag may nangyari dito? Let's say I created a robot, may napatay, ano ko lulusot dito? Sasabihin ko bang kasalanan ng robot? Sasabihin ko bang, kasalanan ng Tesla yan kasi sila gumawa niyan? Sasabihin mo, hindi.
So basically corporate lawyers.
Yeah, basically corporate lawyers, pero in tech. And that's the rage right now. I mean, coming from a tech company, nakikita ko how they do this shit. Man, ang galing nilang magpaikot ng shit. Just so yung company nila absuelto from any fucking liabilities. There's a lot of money in it.
True.
Okay, I guess tangent tayo dun sa pinag-uusapan natin
ganyan. Man, sobrang layo, gago.
Tangent tayo sa pinag-uusapan natin ganyan. Billy, you wanted to open up, di ba? You give an idea anina regarding debate pagdating sa politics. wala si Gifter din kanina, so let's try to open that up.
It's brewing now kasi, you know, as you may know, the election's coming up and the campaign season starts on Feb 8. And once it starts, we already know what's going to happen to us. Especially now it's in quarantine seasons, everybody's on their phone, everybody's eyeing and trying to grapple everyone's attention just to get to their particular person. I think what will happen now is like it's going to be a mess in the next 2-3 months, 2-3-4 months, because I think everybody will compete for attention, everybody will compete against each other, and it's this whole tribalism idea of identity politics and political ideologies and political groups, it's all fighting one another, you know. That was, it's all going happen in the internet. When you're on your phone, you're looking at your phone like 1 foot, 2 feet away from you, and then all this crap is happening, and then when you turn it off, poof, it's gone, right? So I think really, we're going to be really submerged into this political conflicts in the next 2 to 3 months. And as I said earlier, I'm just going to repeat it again. If somebody asks you who you're going to vote for as president, if you say Marcos, if you say BBM, it's going to spark debates, right? It's going to spark some more questions. If you say Lenin naman, it's also going to spark questions, debates. But if you say Lacson, you know, that's safe. They will say like, oh, Lacson. Like, okay, Lacson, okay, cool. Oh, so they can't say anything bad about the guy, not unless you just look at this 2014 case na tinakasal niya, quote unquote. You know, that's the only thing that you can say about him. But he's been running for president, I think, against Ramos, 1990s. Mm-hmm. I think he ran for president then. That was 2010s. He ran for president also. Kasama niya si Gibo Chidoro and stuff like that. But all in all, he's a neutral choice. if you just want somebody who to vote for with a good platform, somebody who's also an iron fist but not in the way and branded as Duterte, you know, I think Lacson is your choice. And well, I've been discussing this with a friend of mine also, like what makes Lenny not so appealing to the mass. It's because she's too motherly, you know, she's too soft. And people think softness is a weakness, mm-hmm. or being motherly is a weakness, because you can be pushed around, right? So when it comes to making tight decisions and very big decisions, they're going to think, hindi kaya ni Lenny yan, because she's soft, she's motherly, she's emotional, kumbaga. So I think Lenny could win, but she's off brand. I think her angle of branding is strong, but. If you put up a Miriam type of brand to Lenny, holy crap, you know, I think it's a landslide. You know, if you put that brand to her, na parang strong, I'm going to make this decision now. You do this, right? So if he has that iron fist type of as Duterte, and then you have the competence of Miriam, and then you put that into Lenny. Holy crap! What a candidate, right? What a candidate. But yeah, that's just my ideas for the next few months. And who knows? Who knows what's gonna happen? But I've been thinking, what if Leody de Guzman wins? Like, who the hell is this guy, right? And now people are like, what? Leody de Guzman? Sino to? Right? Suddenly leading our country. So interesting thought lang, thought experiment among yourselves. So, what are you gonna do when somebody you don't know actually won for president? But yeah, those are my thoughts, and that's my idea.
Actually, that's an interesting ano, that's an interesting topic, since honestly, para sa akin, honestly, katulad sinabi mo, Lacson is a safe choice, right? No one can say basically shit about Lacson. However, I think you guys agree with me na he is very far off from the race.
Yeah.
Compared dun sa,
I think he's fourth.
Diba? Mm-hmm. He's very far from the race. However, what if dun sa scenario na sinabi ni Billy, what if Lacson won? Hypothetically. Out of nowhere, diba? May curveball. What if Lacson won?
I think I want Jeeks to answer it.
What if Lacson won? We can't really say, since ang daming nga kasi niya sinabi na sa ano, sa ang daming maraming, in fairness kay Lacson, marami na nga siyang plano na latag, very, I can say he's very eloquent sa mga interviews niya sa mga media now, but and yung experience rin sa politics, like Billy said, he ran for president since 1999, and he's been a senator for such a long time. Mm-hmm. But I can't really say what will happen, and it goes rin with other ano, with other candidates. Sarang we won't know unless na dumating na sila sa punto na yun.
Yeah.
Unless na nakaupo na sila dun. And parang hirap paglaksan.
Ganito bro, sige. I'm gonna play, ano, I'm gonna play a different game here. I'm gonna change Lakson to Manny.
Oh fuck me, tangay na sa
no. What lalayas ako dito.
Amen, amen, guys. Dasal na lang
tayo. Tanginoon lang tayo dyan, man.
Guess nyo yung reaction. I was actually looking for that because katulad na sinabi nyo kanina, Lakson was a very super safe choice to the point that no one fucking cares about him. Right? He's so safe na he's not even a threat. However, Manny is causing commotion, right? The mere thought of Manny running is parang ano ba, a freak of nature, basically.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a freaking circus, man.
Yeah, like 5 years ago, or maybe what, 10 years ago, nasa ring ka, making the biggest fight of your life. And what? Magiging presidente ka?
Actually, a friend of mine asked me about this. What if ikaw yung parang advisor ni Manny, and you were cornered, basically yun yung term niya, you were cornered in the boxing ring ni Boy Abun. Okay, how would you fucking, ikaw yung coach niya ni Manny, how would you coach him back?
Oh man, how wow. I would coach Manny back
and secure the win, how would you coach him back and secure the win? Just a thought experiment.
Yeah, I could coach him for sure, pero I'm really adamant about him securing the win. Uno sasabihin sa kanya, like, stay away the fuck from the Bible, man. Stop saying Jesus will provide. Putangina, he doesn't. You will have to provide for yourself at one point. Tangina mo. Hindi ka pwedeng nakanganga lang dyan waiting for the apple to fall or what sa santoy mo yung kahawin mo sa ring. I don't know, man. Tangina, he's not making any solid plans at the moment. Yeah. Nothing at all. Alam mo yun, umali ka na lang sa gym, mag-training ka na lang. That's my kind of reaction into this. Pero if you're really asking him about, kunyari si Boy Abunda, pinaulan na siya ng questions or whatsoever, I would really recommend him to stop fucking referencing religion. Kasi not a lot of people would really align to that brand, yeah, or to that following. Na, hindi naman lahat makajust, hindi naman lahat ganito ganyan. And even if you're going that branding or route, it shouldn't be in a political sense. Hindi dapat yung, pagdadasal ko na lang yung peace treaty. Sana Jesus kunin namin yung West Philippine Sea.
Right.
You have to have a solid plan for that.
Yeah, that's why the separation of church and state is good.
Yeah, yeah. It's really good. And I don't know what the fuck is he thinking about it, pero, man.
Ang anti-thesis lang madalas doon is that we are a Catholic country. Diba, yun yung madalas na sinasabi ng mga, I watch all the interviews eh. And parang may ganung sense na, I'm a Catholic kasi. It is in my nature. So, dun papasok eh. And as much as we want to use the idea of separation of state and religion, very ano ba, we were married to the idea of religion since the Spaniard came here, diba? It was drilled down very hard to us, na to the point na the Spaniards kinakastigo tayo, diba? Ganun din drill down sa atin yung concept ng religion. So it's very hard to separate that. Now, siguro eto Billy, a curious question here. Tulad din sinabi ni Gifter na hindi siya para doon. We know Manny's intent naman for the people, right? There's the intent. Where would you put him if not in the politics? If not in politics, where would you put him?
Oh, I have a good answer to that.
Ikaw muna.
It's the same question, or rather it's the same answer as where would you put Angel Locsin right now? If you really want to help the people but you don't want the spotlight, or ayaw mo lang kumapal yung resume mo, which I believe Manny's doing, that's where I would put you. Like, be a humanitarian, throw your money away, help people out. You could do that without running for president, and you could do that without the influence of your religion. It's a help is help after all.
Yeah.
Establish his own religion. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Iglesia ni Manny. No. But he's right. The Gifter's right. I know his intent. He has a good heart. you know, I know that he really wants to help the people, and he's been poor. He was poor before all of this happened. And I know that he's been there, and he's been in all places. I know his intent. I know his intent is pure, but intent and kindness is not enough. You know, you need to have some action onto that. You need to have good platforms, because intent alone will take you nowhere. So you need a solid plan. You need step one, step two, step three. And I think he knows. I think he knows that. It's just that, I don't know. I think it's a misplaced. His kindness and purity is misplaced into thinking that politics is the way that he can help the people. Or maybe he wants a political reform and wala naman siya sinasabi about it. So I don't know. I don't know what his plan is, but kindness alone, man, I mean, everybody's kind, you know. Everybody's, it's not that hard to find a pure person, a pure, kind-hearted person. But do they ever run for politics? Some, maybe, but so some also establish NGOs. Some also establish schools. And I think that's the kind of impact that I'm looking for him, from him, to establish his own schools, to create his own organizations, to partner with other organizations. Heck, partner with UN. You have the connections. Mm-hmm. Partner with other politicians who have the same advocacy as he does. Advocacy niya when he ran for senator was to help the athletes, Filipino athletes. Actually, he didn't continue, and it didn't prosper into that, because we lost a lot of good athletes and we didn't get much funding for our athletes in this Olympics, in the recent Olympics. But yeah, I think if he's passionate about sports, then he should continue sports. If he's passionate about education, then he should continue education, and he can branch that out. You know, you don't need to be in politics in order for you to help. There's so many ways, man. And especially if you have the proper resources, the proper network. Exactly. Yeah. So okay. I misplaced lang. Yeah.
You know, isip ko dun. Kasi there's this one guy who's challenging the mere existence of politics. Elon Musk. Right? Mm. Elon Musk, meron siyang enough resources to challenge yung governor ng California. Di ba parang pina-shutdown ata yun? I'm not sure kung sa California. Pina-shutdown yung Tesla because of COVID. Sabi niya, hindi. Itutuloy ko to. And he has that fucking resources to do that. Di ba? And basically, I'm not calling it out, pero basically, he's fucking Iron Man right now. Right? He can do anything because of his resources. And I think Manny has that capability. It's just that katulad sinabi niya na misdirected lang.
Not the intelligence though, but
the resources and the lahat ng mga pera kaya niya. And to add to Bill's topic then about Manny, like the dude has so many resources. He has so many money in order to help. Why not take the, for example, let's add another person into the equation. Why not follow LeBron James? Because LeBron James is a philanthropist, as you all know, diba? He has nagtayo na siya ng mga school sa community niya, sa Akron, sa California. He has helped so many people in terms of schooling, livelihood, even in athletics. Ang dami yung pina-scholar, ang dami yung pinabuhay na families sa projects. So what's the reason why bakit kailangan pa ni Manny na maging president in order to do that? Parang kaya naman niya eh. Like and sabi pa niya sa mga ano niya eh, sa mga interviews niya, he has so many connections, like Jack Ma, like mga ibang prominent person. So why do you need to be a president in order to do that when yung mga may ibang tao like LeBron James, like any other athlete is currently doing it right now.
Yep.
Parang, di ba? Yun lang.
So true when you brought up LeBron. I never thought about LeBron. But yeah, when I think about it na, like, LeBron has done so much ever since he was drafted. I think it's 2004, di ba? The 04 draft siya. And he has done so much. And for so many people. And he's
the and he's balancing it with his career. Like ever since he started, ang dami na yung nagawa outside basketball.
Yeah, LeBron James Foundation. Well, also it's because of, you know, to evade taxes also.
Yeah,
that's a big aspect. But of course, and that's the purpose of these foundations, right? You can evade taxes through establishing NGOs, and that's why it's incentivized to be that way. It's just that he's putting it into good use, and I think he has the best advisors around too, and Manny can get the best advisors around as well.
I really think pinapakapalan talaga ni Manny yung resume niya. He just wants to list down all of his accomplishments for when the day comes.
What's next, though?
So,
what for, though?
After becoming a president, I don't know. Ano bang susunod? I don't know. Be a part of UN or I don't know.
You know, my family and I had this topic earlier since we watched Manny's interview with Boy Bunda. One theory we made up is for a family dynasty. Well, stop.
Oh yeah.
Since you guys mentioned that Manny medyo kulang sa intelligence, but his sons, his daughters, like where do they study?
Anong pangalan ni Littlefinger? Si Littlefinger sa Game of Thrones. Basically that is what he's aiming for, right? Lordship. Magkaroon ng seat of power para makilala siya, because he came from nothing, di ba? And basically, he wants to be valued by the society. My point na baka yun nga, na yung Pacquiao dynasty.
I like the idea dun sa pagpasok nung yung reference nung archetypes. We call it archetypes biglang nagpaka-academy. So, what's with the idea of archetypes? I agree dun sa theory na binuo ni Jeko. Kasi, doon natin makikita na I think it's not for him. Alam niya kasing matatalo siya. Alam mo yun, there's already a planado na
foresight.
Yeah, foresight na alam ko naman matatalo ako eh. Pero hindi naman para sa akin siya. I think it's for the future ng pamilya ko na kahit paano may immortalization for a little while na pagpasok sa politika. That's part of it. And if I'm not mistaken, I actually read a book. Actually, part ng book na binabasa ko ngayon kasi I'm writing a research paper. Yung, tama yung sinabi na there is resources. It's actually the form of utilization na nagiging problema. And yung image kasi ni, yung image ni Pacquiao, siguro hindi niya lang na, hindi niya lang nakita. Kasi diba, si Miss VP Lenny was very silenced. Hindi niya ay nakala na ang may tatakbo na dalawang na talagang tigre sa nasabing politika. And wala naman kasi ding nag-expect. Though sa BBM, expected natin na tatakbo, di ba? Pero no one expected that Lenny will run on that aspect na nagbago, naging game changer sa paradigm na meron ng politics. And so, Manny, risking something is for the sake of getting more influence. And despite of him losing, nandun pa rin yung influence na yun. So it's more of a building, yung tama yung sinabi na resume, but in a sense of a resume na may sinubukan siyang patunayan. And we glorify those people na nag-risk eh. You know, this country glorifies those na sinubukan niya. Ginagawa niya. So that idea, nagiging na lang siya, we're romanticizing this type of political stance without us being conscious na may mga ganitong culture na nangyayari. Ayun.
Makes perfect sense, man. That makes perfect sense. Magiging matunog lang yung pangalan na Pacquiao, that's already a win for him.
Yeah.
I think generational influence.
Yes.
That's a good term for it. Generational influence for both Pacquiao, his family, and the line, this family line and family tree of Pacquiao's. Actually, I don't know much about the the sons and the daughters, no. I think one is starting a rapping career.
And then
one is continuing boxing. Mm-hmm. I think I'm not too sure, but if he wants to have that generational influence in terms of political dynasty, as what Gico mentioned a while ago.
Nagsistart na nga sila right now. Like you can see them a few You can see them currently right now as in sa influence from tech, from their TikTok posts. Yun nga, si Michael Pacquiao from his ano singles, from his music career. Like, everything is rolling into action na rin. Mm. So, it's not, yung hindi malayo yung ano, mangyari rin yun.
So, basically, yeah. The guy that we think is stupid is actually a big brain guy. He's thinking
he's playing the long game, pare.
He's in the long game, pare.
And he also has the big brains around him.
Yeah,
which makes him even more powerful. Kasi I don't believe, well, this is one whole thing about history. Nobody in power, in so much power, is alone. There's a community, there's a group that he's handling that does everything for him.
Yeah.
And that's how, this is the way it works. You know, people can't function alone. And that's why history worked so well.
And basic physics na lang siya, diba? Basic physics. Manny has so much resources that he is naturally drawing people near. Near him.
Right? Gravitational pull.
Pull. Kahit anong mangyari dyan, may lalapit kay Manny. You know, powerful. Kahit, di ba, yung naglabasan nga siya ng pangalan, Jack Ma. Like, everyone knows who Jack Ma is, right? So, ganyan talaga. And I guess, this is an interesting, ano, di ba, plot twist. Rule 20, kung saan, we just justified Manny's, ano, di ba, run for presidency.
And I eat my longa dog, eh. That's all this will be after all of this shit.
Oh, it's okay. I guess that's no. That's the wrap up for this episode, diba? It's a fun wrap up for this episode. Kaya lang, I need to stop the recording.